This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the third hour of this live Saturday edition of the program with you tonight. You've got Ian
and Mark.
We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at lrn.fm. You do need to send a contact request first. We'll approve that, and you'll be good to go to call us from that point forward on Skype. Or call toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Maybe you're just tuning in. We have been talking off and on about this video that the folks over at Reason.tv had created that is absolutely brilliant. We'll go ahead and play it one more time. So just once per hour here for everybody who's who's brand new. Of course, obviously we know people are tuning in throughout the hours, but we, you know, can't keep playing it over and over again. And it really addresses the issue of people who are saying, well, I'm going to vote for Hillary because she's a woman. She's doing things for women. Well, maybe she's not really going to do much different from every other president that came before her.
We've reached a milestone.
A milestone.
It's a historic moment for our country, and I am so proud
that a woman,
will be in charge of our nation's secret kill list.
Will preside over the warrantless mass surveillance of ordinary citizens.
A woman will direct our drone assassination program.
Finally, it will be a woman.
It's about time we had a female overseeing the huge expansion of regulatory burdens.
And the huge expansion of entitlement spending,
of military spending,
of executive power,
of federal debt.
It will finally be a woman who helps destabilize the Middle East.
It's finally a woman's job to disregard the Constitution,
to keep throwing money at education policies that never yield results,
to tell blatant falsehoods about transparency
while punishing whistleblowers.
At long last, our wealthy,
vindictive,
paranoid,
narcissistic, power-hungry president
will have a vagina.
A vagina.
Will have a vagina.
This changes everything.
Of course, no, it doesn't change anything if Hillary Clinton gets elected. There may, as one of our callers in the last hour suggested, be people who feel empowered, just like the people who, when their sports team wins a game, they feel like they've won something.
Yes! My favorite group of millionaires has won!
Yeah, but ultimately, the fact that a woman wins at political office is in no way empowering, because politics is disempowering by its nature. The state takes away your power. It destroys your rights. It taxes you. It regulates you. It tries to tell you how to live. And if you don't do what they say, they'll put you in a prison cell. And let me tell you, the prison cells under Hillary Clinton are not going to all of a sudden get all pink and, you know, fluffy. It's not going to be nice. She's not going to stop bombing people around the globe, as those ladies in the advertisement were suggesting there. Yeah, it's going to continue. She will continue to rule the state, or the state will continue to rule over your lives, and she will be in charge of it. That's all. Your new master is a woman if Hillary takes office. Because ultimately that's what we're talking about here, is slavery continued on a much larger plantation. And the people at the top are siphoning off your wealth. You're working for them. Sure, they let you take a piece home because, you know, the master back in the day did have to take care of the slaves to some extent. They did have to feed them. If you got starving slaves, they're not going to be able to pull much cotton out of the fields.
Serf is a less contentious term.
I intend to be contentious.
Okay.
All right. So the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE if you want to join us.
I think it's fair to say that serfdom is a form of slavery.
Yeah, for sure. Let's continue here. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Stephen on the line in North Carolina. Stephen, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, just a word to Dave, who called earlier. Yeah, I agree. How in the world can the government outlaw something that God made and put on the planet, and it grows naturally? I mean, it's kind of weird that that would be outlawed. But getting back,
it is crazy.
Getting back to the thing about the.
Well, should I answer? I'll answer your question. I want to make sure you have time to get whatever you wanted out there. But let's answer the question for people that don't know, who are bewildered by the fact that this plant, cannabis, is illegal. Well, you know, what led us to this point? A flashback to the 1930s reveals that it was basically racism and business protectionism that led us to this point. So there were certain people who had political power or had friends who had political power, and they utilized those people to put forward propaganda about, you know, how black people were going to have sex, black men were going to have sex with white women, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, it's bad, this bad, terrible drug. We need to make it illegal. Ultimately, they wanted to prohibit cannabis or hemp because it was an effective crop. It was competing with the newspaper industry that had, or a particular newspaperman who had, I believe, William Randolph Hearst, who had investments in paper from trees. So he didn't have investments in hemp, and he wanted to protect himself because it's a lot faster to grow hemp, considering that it's a weed, versus to actual, you know, growing trees to full maturity or whatever maturity level they need before they can be harvested for the paper purposes. DuPont, I believe, was also involved in it, in the suppression of this particular plant. So it's all just based on
that's
protection.
Still just one aspect of the progressive era. The progressive era, of, you know, in the United States, ushered in this whole much larger government, and we can see that a government that can give you everything you want can take from you everything that it wants.
Mm.
And that's what, you know, that's the power that the state was given at the time.
Anyway, go ahead with your other point, Stephen.
Well, the other point would be that regarding the refugees, I feel bad for them and everything, but the truth of the matter is other countries that have taken these refugees in are soon discovering that they cannot handle the situation because they do not fit into the culture. They're like somebody else said calling earlier. By and large, these people that are coming into these other countries, ipso facto, and ask Angela Merkel,
this sounds like fear-mongering propaganda, sir. I mean, I'm sorry.
No,
the numbers just don't bear you out.
It's not fear-mongering propaganda. It's the fact. The news is from Germany. Angela Merkel is having problems with this situation and trying to figure out a way to get them out of the country. Denmark, I believe it's Denmark, is offering $9,500 a head for them to leave.
Refugees in America, headline from the Foundation for Economic Education. We talked about it in detail on the show earlier this week. Refugees in America are happy, productive, and integrating. After 4 years, 90% are working more than 30 hours a week, and 75% are, quote, highly integrated.
Well, I don't know where this is coming from, but the fact
well, there's a survey of refugees living in Colorado. I'm happy to provide the link if you'd like to check it out.
Let's look at the U.K. situation.
Well, the U.K. has a much more entitlement program.
Exactly. They've got more
welfare stinks, right?
Churches.
Yeah. Can you support people coming here without supporting welfare?
They have sectors cordoned off just for Sharia law.
I don't care what they're doing in the United Kingdom. I don't live there. Look, can't you support people coming here and also be opposed to welfare?
I'm not following your question. And be opposed to welfare? Well, I think that follows in with the fact that we're broke in this country. We have $20 trillion in debt. And, you know, anybody that wants to accommodate all these people that are coming in, also, by the way, these people that are coming in, a lot of them have serious health issues. I think I heard on the news that about half of them have tuberculosis, and a large faction of those have incurable tuberculosis.
So,
and also bringing in diseases that we haven't had, you know, here in years. I know some people right now that are being asked by the doctor, have you been to a foreign country? Have you been to a foreign country? Because
sure.
This is very strange. No, they don't have to go to a foreign country. The foreigners are coming here.
What if I want to allow them to come here? What if I and a group of other individuals pool our money together and we decide we're going to provide housing at a very affordable rate and or free if necessary to get these people on the ground, to get them started, and that it wouldn't cost the taxpayers a dime?
I'm all for immigration. I'm all
okay.
for that. But we need to vet them and make sure that they're healthy.
Ah, right. So,
sure
they,
so somebody else is going to vet them.
You mean the government? Because
yeah,
I'm not in the government, and I don't
want to
be in the government. What
yeah,
makes you think some federal bureaucrat knows best, sir?
I think the doctors could, you know, check these people out and make sure. I mean, it's a process, you know? We just can't be...
No, I'm not in favor of the government's processes because it's tyranny, sir. It's tyranny.
If you want to accommodate 40 or 50 of them in your home, that's fine.
So you support a police state, then?
No, he just said that it was
where
fine.
Where did that come from? Of course
he just
not.
Said it was fine.
Yeah, he says it's fine if I jump through the government's hoops and go to his center and have some government doctor look at people and nod his head or, reject them.
We need to vet these people as they come in and go through the process.
Or
legally.
Else you're going to put somebody in a prison cell, right? Like, let's say I don't feel like being vetted.
You guys are absolute heretics. What's coming? Where are you coming
I love it. Thanks for the call tonight, Stephen. 855-450.
If I'm a heretic, then the state's the religion.
We talk like it is.
Get a pen and get ready for an important announcement. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, OIC Tax can help. Our retired IRS agents, tax attorneys, and CPAs are fighting for you. That's what we do here at OIC Tax. We help you survive after the IRS has come knocking. OIC Tax can help you with IRS hardship programs, offer and compromise, installment agreements, and the preparation of past and current tax returns. OIC Tax offers convenient representation for small businesses, corporations, W-2 wage earners, and even SBA loans in default. So stop waiting. Get a fresh start. Call OIC Tax at 1-800-314-4491 now. Bank levies, wage garnishments, and property seizures can be devastating to your life. OIC Tax has an A rating from the Better Business Bureau and is registered with the IRS as an e-file provider. Let OIC Tax help you. 1-800-314-4491. 1-800-314-4491. That's 1-800-314-4491.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can bring up if anything you want right here, live Saturday edition continuing. The number for you, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. And a man on the phone just a moment ago accused us of being heretics, Mark. And
he's accusing you of being a harridan.
That's a little bit different. A harridan is a shrewish woman, a mean, nasty woman. A heretic is someone who...
I said. Go ahead.
Yeah. Why don't you define heretic, Mark, since you were the one who had the good comeback?
Heretic is somebody who's believes, you know, has religious beliefs that are unorthodox.
That, in a lot of ways, go against the grain.
The orthodoxy.
Yeah, orthodoxy. Yeah.
I guess I shouldn't have used that term because unorthodox has come to mean different things.
So,
but yes.
Yeah, I'll accept that. I think that's a pretty accurate statement.
Well,
because
no, it's not accurate unless unless the government is your religion.
No, it's not my religion, but it is a lot of people's religion. I think there are very, very big similarities.
If the government is their religion, then you're an atheist.
Well, I'm not an atheist because I'm not against theism. I believe in God. I'm a minister in the Shire Free Church. I'm a panentheist specifically.
Maybe a pagan?
But from their perspective, I am a heretic.
All right.
Because I'm going against their established viewpoint.
I'll allow it.
And the people who believe in the state probably believe everyone else does too. And so when they hear somebody on the radio talking about how the state is evil... And that the state, and when I say the state, I mean the idea of the state, not just the United States, but any state anywhere on the globe. The idea of the state, the coercive state, as we know it today, is an evil concept. That's a very heretical kind of statement because they believe in the state. They believe that it's there for good purposes, that if only their people were in charge of the state, that it would be a wonderful renaissance of times, that everything would be better. Just elect their people and they'll fix everything. And of course, we've seen that doesn't work either, where the Republicans and the Democrats have had basic total control of the United States federal government, and the state continues to grow, it continues to fester, it continues to become larger, more intrusive, more oppressive than it has ever been. But people have a religious belief system in the state, not just the state, but also its aspects or auspices like the military, the court system, the police. There are some things that are, and we looked at some of the statistics before, Americans who, even though they don't like Congress, still have respect for things like the military or the justice system in larger numbers because they don't...
Well, the judicial system isn't revered the way sort of... Well, I mean, you'll hear things like... Now, I'm a firefighter, by the way. You'll hear cops, firefighters, soldiers, these are America's heroes. First, I think that waters down the terminology hero.
It does, yes.
Secondly, who do these people work for? They do the bidding of politicians.
Correct.
I mean, what could they possibly do but the bidding of politicians? They are people that follow orders.
That's not a very heroic thing by its nature, but there can be heroism within some of those particular job fields. So a police officer can act in a heroic manner. A soldier can act in a heroic manner.
Sure.
But by default, just because they've signed up, you know, signed up for the office or signed up for the bureaucracy, doesn't make them a hero.
No, I would concur. And as a firefighter, I think that there's lesser and greater. I mean, you know, there's heroes within firefighterdom, and some people haven't had the opportunity to be the heroes. The opportunity hasn't come across them.
Let's talk to Nathan in Lynchburg, Virginia, listening to WLNI FM. Hey, Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, you say you're a pantheist, right?
A panentheist, yes, sir.
That's what he says.
Well, listen, I didn't want to talk to you about that, but you said it now, and it's like, you know, well, okay, whatever. I wanted to talk to you about the Republican establishment and what they're doing to Trump and get your viewpoint on that. This is a first-time caller, by the way.
Welcome, sir. Well, what are they doing to Trump right now? I mean, he's the presumptive nominee. Are there some sort of plot afoot to...
You said it right there. You said presumptive. That's the problem right now I have. He's not presumptive. He got way over the count, 1237.
But he's not nominated until he's nominated.
Right.
Yeah, no, I understand that, the whole problem.
And I've heard there's some sort of, you know, underhanded tactics that they might be able to use to prevent that. So
seems unlikely.
I mean, they write the rules.
Right. So isn't that what you're calling about, is the underhanded tactics? Like, what are they doing
to him? I absolutely am. The establishment right now, well, they're playing games right now. It's because he came out and said that this judge was Mexican, by the way, which was a political statement, not a racist statement. And if you understood Trump's, the way he speaks, you would understand that it wasn't a racist statement. It was that it was strictly political, had to do with the case against him 100%. It had nothing to do with his race. Not for one moment did I think he was a racist because he said that. It was absolutely political.
I have no idea what he said. I pay no attention to these people.
just calm down, baby. I'm sorry. My wife wants to listen too. We're just talking. We were just talking about this stuff. And can I ask you one question though?
Yeah,
some of the stuff you guys were talking about earlier with the immigration stuff. You're an immigrationist who also
I'm a freedomist. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, freedom. You're a freedomist who's also against welfare. That's a contradiction in terms.
No, it is
not to me.
I'm against.
I believe that free people should be able to cross the borders of free countries freely, or you don't have free people and you don't have free countries. Wouldn't you agree?
You have a house.
Uh-huh.
We never heard this one before.
Yep.
No, I know you heard. Okay, well, never mind. If you heard this one.
No, go ahead. Maybe you're going to put a twist on it.
If I've got a house, can I invite people to it? That's the question I have for you.
You know what? You seem to be so intellectual that you don't even know common sense.
All right, here's your common sense. If I've got a house, can I invite anybody I want to it?
You can absolutely invite anyone you want to it.
Great. I'd like to invite a Syrian refugee.
That's fine. Invite a Syrian refugee.
They're invited right now. Now, you know the reason they can't come?
Okay. After you get the Syrian refugee in your house.
But they're not here because some American bureaucrat is stopping them.
Hey. I'll just answer the question, though.
Okay, go ahead. What's your question?
Once he's sleeping on your couch.
All right.
Okay. Once you're feeding him and taking care of him, which is really great, by the way. I'm not saying anything bad about that. It's to be human, just to help others. That's what we're here for, to help our brothers, to help people around us, our neighbors. You seem to be not so much pantheistic, but you seem to be a follower of Christ. I think you might be throwing the pantheistic thing out just to confuse people.
Well, I'm a pantheist. He's saying, Mark's a Quaker.
As far as pantheism is concerned.
Mark's a Quaker, though. The guy you were talking to there, he's a Quaker. I'm a pantheist. I'm Ian.
Ian, I want to talk to you. The Quaker's boring. We already know about them. Sorry. But anyways, the pantheistic thing, that's very...
Pantheists do have more fun, I agree. Go ahead.
Pantheists definitely have more fun. So you do worship some gods.
Worshipping is a kind of a strange term. I believe that as a pantheist...
That's not your belief.
As a pantheist, I believe that everything is God and everything that isn't is also God, meaning the metaphysical and the physical. So I believe that we're all part of that great thing.
Oh, for God's sake, the universe is God. I mean, do we have to get so complicated?
Well, that's pantheism, or pantheism is the universe is God. Panentheism also includes the metaphysical, as I understand it. Nathan, I realize you're driving at a point. Hang on. We'll bring you back to that. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Yes, I do have spiritual behaviors in which that I engage that some people could call worship, I suppose, but it's not in the sort of classic sense, Christian sense.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll free here, 855-450-FREE. We've gone from Hillary to a discussion of cannabis to talking about being heretical toward the belief in the state. And that has led to a theological discussion out of nowhere. Here we're going to get back to Nathan in Virginia, and your thoughts are certainly welcome. If you want to learn more about the Shire Society, go to ShireSociety.com. You can sign the declaration. The Shire Society itself isn't a religious society, but there is the Shire Free Church, which is made up of Shire Society individuals. Not everyone in the Shire Society is a part of the Shire Free Church. But if you want to learn more about the Shire Free Church, Mark, both you and I are ministers in the church, even right. though you are a Quaker and I'm a panentheist. And we also have a Muslim minister. We've got a Christian minister. And anyway, as long as you believe in peace, you can be a part of the Shire Free Church. You can go to church.shiresociety.com to learn more about the church, or just go to shiresociety.com to sign the Shire Society Declaration and declare your personal independence today. It's you can do it privately or publicly. It is up to you. We don't collect your information. Let's go to Nathan in Lynchburg, Virginia, or back to Nathan in Lynchburg. You had a question or a point you were driving at when it came to panentheism. Go ahead.
Can I ask you a couple questions, first of all?
Thank sure.
Okay, what religion was your forefathers?
I don't know about my forefathers. I know that my parents were Presbyterians when I was growing up, which is a Christian denomination.
All right, that's fine. Let's just stop there. That's great. Can I ask you one more question?
Yeah, please.
Okay, are you God?
Of course. Everybody is God, as defined by the panentheist belief system, which means you are as well, sir.
Paul described God as all in all, so even, founding Christians would claim that.
Okay. So as far as the, you know, pantheism is a really old and ancient religion. It was before Christianity. It was before Catholicism.
These are old ideas. In fact, you'll find pantheistic ideas, as Mark just referenced, in the Bible, in the Quran.
Well,
you'll find them throughout.
The world has been influenced by pantheism for sure. We wouldn't be where we are if it wasn't for that belief system. Okay, so can I ask you one more question?
Yes, sir.
Where do you stand with Jesus Christ?
Well, you know, I like Jesus as sort of a somebody who is spreading a word of peace, ostensibly. I like the ideas of peace. I think that those are important ideas, and I'm grateful to him for allegedly doing those things. If he did indeed exist, I would like to stand by him for that.
All right. The Quaker guy, he's enlightened already.
Enlightened?
That's a high belief in their church is when they get enlightened. They do tend to sit around till they're enlightened.
Well, I wouldn't call it. They believe in your inner light. So they believe
that's
you come equipped with it.
And,
right now, you've got it.
And you're facilitating it and you're looking for it. Or
hopefully you're
making
you're
it brighter.
Lighten everyone,
Hey, thanks, Nathan, for your call tonight, man. I appreciate the discussion. I don't get very many questions about panentheism here on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why people would particularly even want to ask us questions. I mean, you know, it's not like
experts. Well, we're not experts, but we are people who believe in certain ideas and can express them. Okay, that's why we're on talk radio.
Sure.
Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, and I think, you know, ideas like this are worth talking about because the typical religions are the ones that get all the press. The bigger, more popular religions are the ones that get all the discussion. Of course, those are frequently misinterpreted and misunderstood, so I'm sure pantheism and Quakerism is also widely misunderstood if people even know anything about them to begin with.
I guess I just prefer people keep their religious beliefs mainly to themselves. If they did...
Well, I disagree with that. I think that having discussions about religion is important because we can find different things out about...
If you're asked.
If you're asked.
But it's, you know, it's...
That's why this isn't a... even though it's a church that runs the show, we aren't preaching directly religious belief every single night here on Free Talk Live.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah. It's a different kind of...
boring.
Right, it's a different kind of message. You know, we're preaching a message of peace, which is the goal of the Shire Free Church, to foster peace.
Yeah, I don't imagine for a second that my religion is of much value to people. I'm certainly not going to kill people over it, and that seems like what people are all about when it comes to their religions. Mm. It's like, I know the truth, and you don't know crap! And
I got better than your God.
I believe just the opposite. Your whatever you believe is awesome for you. As long as you keep it to yourself. When you try to shove that stuff down other people's throat, suddenly, not interesting
anymore. And here's the thing. It may be true for you as it is true for others, whatever their beliefs are. It's not necessarily the case that one way is the right way. You know, there are a lot of paths to God, so to speak. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's continue here. We've got Shane. He's in Indianapolis listening to WIBC-FM. Hey, Shane.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
Hey, great. A couple points I wanted to make, and I'll try and transition them as smoothly as I can. Initially, I called others down there saying that he didn't think cannabis should be regulated. You know, it's natural, you know, from God, and, you know, all that. My question is, there's a lot of things that are all natural, and I don't hear a lot of people advocating, you know, to legalize opium. You know, opioid, that's natural growing. I mean,
I
don't hear that argument. I know you would.
I was going to say, if you haven't heard it on this show, let's make that argument right now.
There's one exception. But to me, it all comes back to, you know, what's the role of government in everyday life? And, you know, segueing into this, you know, immigration issue, you know, it's either you're for it or you're against it. And I know we actually spoke last week, like, well, I want to bring a Syrian refugee over. Well, that's great. And my argument is a person shouldn't be allowed to do that if it puts other people at danger, right?
What's the danger?
So if it only affects you, then I would be all for that. The problem
What's the danger?
Is, the danger is there's an ideological battle, you know, and whether anyone really wants to talk about or admit it. I mean, radical Islamic, you know, terrorism is a thing, and until
should we not allow any immigration because there might be one that is a radical Islamic terrorist?
Yes. Well, would you eat a bag of M&Ms if you knew one was poisonous? Cars are dangerous,
by the way. I'd like to point that out. So, I mean, if we're going to do things to make sure people are kept safe, let's go ahead and abolish all cars. You in favor of that, too?
Sure, but cars
are
dangerous.
No, you're not.
But they're not inherently dangerous. We don't know that cars...
When they're hurtling along at 60 miles an hour, you're damn right they're inherently dangerous.
We can see that every year, year after year, cars kill people, so therefore we can conclusively say cars are inherently dangerous.
They kill way more people than terrorism and any amount of... Globally.
Are we not going to drink water? I mean... The point, if a car
right. Well, that's the point
you're making
we're
our point
to
for
make
us.
To you, sir, is that you are, by the sounds of it, what you're saying is you're completely anti-immigration every issue, every time. And
based on fear.
Yeah, and then that basically is the destruction of our economy. This country was built on immigrants.
Sure it was. I agree with that. Forefathers were immigrants, as were yours, as were
yes,
everyone.
Of course they were.
And that's great. You know, the country's built on that. Up until about the early 1900s, when we became an entitlement nation, we had to put a limit on the amount of immigrants that are coming in here.
That's our whole...
You think government works? You think government works?
I think, I think we have way too much government. I think it works.
But you want government in certain areas. So what makes you think the government's going to do a good job in the areas you think are important, like restricting immigration?
Well, I think if we can figure out a system to maybe provide some form
that's
of
what they've been trying to
they've
do.
They've got a zillion
that's
systems.
What government
no,
is.
No, no, no.
It's a system.
That's what they're trying to do, but that's not what they've done. I mean,
okay.
So what would your system look
here's
like?
Here's a surprise for you. The government, when you come up with a system, the government's going to F it up, all right?
Oh,
sure. They cannot implement a system well. They are a bureaucracy, and they have no accountability. So... That's ultimately what you're saying.
I agree.
Take away the welfare, you'll have the bad seeds eliminated. Stop blowing people up around the world. You won't have terrorists wanting to come here and blow us up.
Shane, I want to know, what's your vision? If you want a system, then maybe you've got an idea. We'll find out here in moments. What can be done? It seems like a police state is what these people who oppose immigration are asking for, even though they don't realize it. It's Free Talk Live.
Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose an objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, $50,000 apiece. Learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain. This live Saturday edition here. Toll free number 855-453. We do the show live 7 nights a week, by the way, so if you didn't get a chance to get to your phone in time to get on the air with us here tonight, no worries, we're back tomorrow night for the live Sunday show, 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. Even if we're not on your local radio station at that time, you can still call the show, bring up whatever it is that you want to discuss. We've been talking about Hillary Clinton, feminism, as well as the Libertarian Party, cannabis, and more here tonight.
And, of course, immigration, because you can't be on Free Talk Live without immigration.
Immigration, drug control, drug policy, and we have Shane on the line in Indianapolis. We're going to bring him back here to continue the discussion. You can join us here also online at freetalklive.com, where if you support our show, then we ask that you become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. It's $5 a month. It helps us spread the ideas of liberty and peace as far and as wide as possible. We're on over 170 radio stations in the United States that carry the show. We've got satellite channels in a few parts of the globe, and you can help make that more possible for us. $5 a month, you get perks. Please go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up there with any major credit card through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard right there on the site. That's amp.freetalklive.com. As we go back to Shane in Indianapolis, Shane admits that the government isn't very good at doing things, but for whatever reason wants to see the government control immigration effectively, even though it doesn't do anything effectively. He just believes that there's some sort of system that could be created. Shane, do you have a vision for what that system should entail?
So I would say in a perfect world, the federal government should maintain a military, you know, protect the borders and settle disputes between states. And that
okay.
would be it.
I mean, I'm with you. That's where I started, too.
Okay. And then on a state level, there has to be some sort of order. I mean, that the notion that everyone just is free and we can do whatever we want and, you know. You don't get to do whatever you want
so long as what you're doing, if it interferes on someone else's rights, then you don't get to do that.
Right.
But otherwise, you get to do whatever.
If you don't steal from people and you don't lie, commit fraud, then that's what we're talking about.
Or hurt them.
Right, yeah. Right. So it goes back to protection of personal property, you know, individual's property. So
yep.
if you're going to have or safety, like you said. So if you have people coming in that you know that some, not all, but are ill-intentioned, that disbars your right to bring in a refugee that is potentially, you know.
I don't think that it does, though, because there's people in my neighborhood now that are dangerous, right?
Oh, well, I mean,
should
yeah,
I be able
sure,
to, here,
sure.
Let me ask you this. Should I be able to shoot everybody in my neighborhood because one of them might be dangerous?
No.
Then you shouldn't be able to violate everybody's right to travel based on the fact that 1% of them might be terrorists.
But see, that goes back to, it's not a, you don't have a right to be in the United States.
You don't have a right to travel on other people's property, but you do have a right to travel down thoroughfares, things that are created to travel upon.
Well, of course, libertarians believe that all of these thoroughfares should be privately owned, but ultimately, you have a right to travel where people allow you to travel. You can exercise that privilege if you want there.
Let
me ask you this. Hold on. You've had your chances for battling. Now, let me give you a chance.
Okay.
Let me get my shot. All right. So, at one point, I was the same as you are on this particular issue. Here's what changed my mind. First off, the government's terrible at whatever it does. If you believe in immigration control, 20 million or whatever number of immigrants got past them up to this point. They're awful at it. I thought that, well, let's see, what if the government just limited it to, they'll keep out the violent criminals, they'll keep out the people with drug-resistant tuberculosis, and they'll keep out the terrorists. Well, for one, you can eliminate the terrorist problem simply by getting the United States military out of 130 countries around the world and 1,000 military bases where people feel threatened, and then suddenly, they'll change their mind. But whatever. How is the government going to stop just the killers and just the people with drug-resistant tuberculosis? They can't stop 20 million people that wanted to get past them. They're incompetent.
They also can't stop drugs from getting into their own prisons, or the red team on the TSA can't be stopped bringing bombs and guns on planes.
All you can do is say, look, we're going to stop the entitlements. If somebody wants to come here and build a better life for themselves, we welcome them with open arms. But they're not going to get one red cent.
See, if you go back to the 80s, the question is, Was anyone ever really serious about closing down the borders? Because back in the 80s, everybody, they wanted cheap labor, and this is great, and then we'll...
Cheap labor is great.
Those borders being closed keeps you in, right? You realize that the wall works both ways.
Right. You know that the East German wall was called the anti-fascism wall, right?
I did not know that, but I
It was supposed
now.
To keep out the Nazis.
Do you feel that walls work? I mean, the old saying, fences make better neighbors. I mean, it proves to be true throughout history that some sort of separation, some sort of territory.
No. You're going to need more than a wall if you want to stop immigration. You're going to have to completely decimate the economy. You'll have to have a total police state within the United States. Checkpoints, which they're starting to have in more places. Checkpoints everywhere. Police house searches, searching people's cars, that kind of thing. To where eventually the economy will suffer and then people will decide to not go here.
I have a different opinion than you do on this one, Ian. I think walls do work to some extent. You will see a diminishment of people who want to work hard and build a better life for themselves if you put a stinking wall up on the border. I don't want that. I want a country that people can come here, work hard, and build a better life for their families. Yes, I think welfare stands and entitlement programs stand in the way of that. I want to eliminate those, and that's a hell of a lot cheaper than some stinking wall.
Good discussion, Shane. Thanks for the call tonight. Let's go to Evan in Indianapolis, listening to WIBC. Hey, Evan.
Hi, guys.
Hey, you're on the air.
So I wanted to talk about a point you had earlier.
Yes.
About the whole state thing, but I did want to get on this wall.
Let's start with the state. We've talked about the wall a million times. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I was hearing your guys' discussion, and it kind of sort of sounded a little bit like communism, just a little bit.
What part?
Well, the whole not having a state.
No, that's not communism. You have to have a state in order to have communism generally.
Well, okay, it depends on your definition of communism.
In the typical iterations of communism.
The communism is talked about in Communist Manifesto is everything is communally owned.
Right, you could have voluntary communism, that's true.
They're really not clear as to where these, where a community ends and begins, but everything is owned by the community.
Communism is defined as from each according to his ability to each according to his need, and there's usually some sort of force used by some kind of state to supposedly enforce that, but of course it ends up being the elites that are in control and they, you know, aggregating wealth to themselves, just like in the current society. But no, I don't support communism as a method of economic organization. I support the free marketplace, which would allow for someone to have a commune if they wanted to, and it would also allow private property ownership and trade and things like that.
I will say that we have the political boundaries that we have today, and they are realities. However, I think you'll agree with me, all of those boundaries were created by politicians and by militaries. They were created by organizations of force. That's what governments are. They enforce things. And thus, they're organizations of violence. Those lines were drawn by violence. Would you agree?
Yeah, I would. And,
okay,
you know, especially, you know, colonizing Africa and everything, drawing the boundaries.
Yeah. When you see straight lines, you better watch out.
Yeah. I didn't know there was a straight line on a map. I was like...
Yeah. Well, the 49th parallel has been pretty well undisputed here in the United States. But
hey, Evan, if you want to talk about the other thing, the wall, call us again tomorrow night. We'd love to talk to you about that out the gate at 7 o'clock at night Eastern. But I want to get Bob in here. Thanks for the call, Evan. Bob on the line in the Carolinas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Bob.
Hi. Thank you for taking me in.
Yes, sir.
I was just calling with regards to a point you made before about not being sure if Jesus existed historically or not. And I just wish to point out that there's New Testament scholars in academia of many different religions, Christian, Jewish, atheist, etc. And it's widespread consensus that Jesus existed. It's very marginal to believe he did not exist based on all the corroborating lines of evidence.
Well, okay, so we can say that somebody that they're calling Jesus existed, but the difficulty is that there's this huge picture painted around him.
I think he was washing dishes over at Pedraza's.
Well, the question is, you know, when the person is described as having done all these things and then they didn't do them, are they the person that's described, even if they are, you know, some prophet? In all likelihood, Jesus, who I believe is a Messiah, but he was a Pharisee. But the fact is that these Gospels that were written and edited inside of the second century, well, Pharisees had fallen out of favor, so they made it seem as though Jesus was against the Pharisees.
Well, keep in mind,
they
did find a Gospel of Mark that they were able to date back to 90 CE in Egypt. On top of that, through textual analysis, most scholars, again, many of them,
agree
that most
years after Jesus was dead.
I just like to clarify.
Elvis has been dead less time than that.
We're written by 70 AD. Excuse me.
Thanks for the call, Bob. We're out of time for the discussion tonight. To me, you know, it doesn't matter whether Jesus lived or didn't. It's the teachings of peace that he brought, or that character brought, whether he was real or not, is irrelevant to me. The ideas of peace are what matter. And we'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose an objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, $50,000 apiece. Learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.